everyone, welcome to Kaisha Online Podcast and a Be Inspired episode that I'm very excited about. If this is your first time listening to a Kaisha Online Podcast, thank you for tuning in. You could have been anywhere doing anything, but you're here listening to me, to my voice and to my thoughts. I really appreciate that, so make sure you subscribe and catch up on previous episodes. You've got a good amount to catch up on, because although I took a short break to enjoy the start of summer with my family, I started this venture back in March and it's been great. Before I get started, I want to give you an update. I shared with you that I was invited to speak at the Step Out in Faith Women, Men and Youth Conference that took place on Saturday, 20th of May 2017 at the New Testament Church of God in High Wycombe, UK, and I did it. It was a wonderful experience. It was my first official speaking engagement, so I was nervous and excited at the same time. But like I said, I did it. I spoke on the topic of faith and stepping out in faith. Then I topped it off by talking about my book, Ounce of Faith and Inspiration. Once I got into it, I got comfortable. The audience laughed and made me laugh, and then came more. I had an announcement to make, a massive announcement. And as I revealed what I had been keeping to myself, I showed the audience the power of faith and what stepping out looks like. I was going to say, to find out exactly what I'm talking about, head over to the Kaisha Online YouTube channel to watch the video. At first, I wanted you to see it the way my audience did, but in actual fact, I'm too excited, so I have to share it with you now. Some of you may already know as well. I published a new book. I'm wiggling in my chair right now, throwing my hands up in the air, and I'm just so happy. I feel accomplished, I feel like a successful young lady, because I have two books under my name, and I know that hard work pays off, but I know it even more now, and I just want to shout it from the rooftops. My new book is called Quotes of Faith and Inspiration. It is an extension of Ounce of Faith and Inspiration, and it's just as powerful, but it's in bite-sized pieces. Quotes. It has been available worldwide on Amazon since May 14th, 2017, and the ebook is coming soon. In a few days, actually. I have to thank everyone that already has their copy and thank those of you who are giving me feedback. I'm just so grateful for the support. Now that we're entering the month of July and the weather is improving, although it has been great, it is continuing to improve. I want to give you a few tips to stay healthy during the summer. Drink plenty of water, not so much that you begin to drown inside, but enough so that you're not dehydrated and thirsty in the heat. Apply sunscreen when you're expecting to be in the sun. Exfoliate to keep your skin fresh and your complexion clear. Wear a hat to keep the heat off your head so you don't get sunstroke or a nosebleed and stay cool. Eat fruits high in vitamin C to build up your immune system and provide your body with the vitamins it needs. Get plenty of sleep at night. The heat can make you tired and exhausted, plus the days seem longer, so get some sleep to rejuvenate yourself. Now, hip-hop isn't the same anymore. This segment is called Music Moments. Deep down, I'm a rapper. When I know all of the lyrics, I'm not afraid to spit those bars. I never knew a love like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decided to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limits. If you don't know what that song is, let me just tell you. There is a light that shines special for you, baby. Today's music moment is going out to my buddy, one of the most humble of men in the entertainment industry. On the hip-hop scene, Common with The Light. I love the lyrics of that song and the truth he is bringing, the meaning and the light. He says, we must rely on the Most High. It's important that we communicate. Understanding means we won't fall. It doesn't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Hip-hop isn't the same anymore. Sometimes I don't even know what the song is about, and that's a shame. Common has soul, and that's what I love about him. Next up is the Get Healthy With Me segment. Not only is hip-hop not the same, but food isn't the same either. Oh my goodness. So much of the food we eat is what you could say is man-made, or instead of it being natural, and it has been manipulated and is grown without seeds. Foreign objects and chemicals are added to it, and that's even more of a shame. We're supposed to be eating to stay alive, but instead we're eating and dying. This is why I promote the idea of grow your own. I have green fingers and I try to grow my own. Today's Get Healthy With Me item is cantaloupe melon. It's summer, it's hot, and we need to be hydrated and refreshed. Cantaloupe is full of vitamin A and C, beta carotene and polyphenols. It's a great source of potassium and it supports your immune system. It lowers your blood pressure, blood fats and blood sugar levels. I like to eat it when it is really cold, or I make a slushie with it, just add a lot of ice. The recipe is on the Sophisticated K YouTube channel, so if you want to see how I do it, then check it out. And why don't you get yourself a cantaloupe and get healthy with me? Next up is the Ounce of Faith and Inspiration Q&A segment. I like answering these questions about my book. They open my eyes to my author life and make me even more grateful for the ability that I have to write. So, here's another question. Where did your ideas for Ounce of Faith and Inspiration come from? My ideas for the content of Ounce of Faith and Inspiration came from life. My life, other people's lives, music, the world, my previous work, and the faith-based and inspirational messages that I had been sending to my text group for over a year. When I say my life and other people's lives, if we spoke about a topic that I thought I could expand on through faith and inspiration, I used it. For example, I have a teaspoon about justice, and I'm guessing that maybe that was inspired by a conversation I had about people getting away with their wicked, evil and the bad crimes they commit. During my period of writing, I was always inspired by something and was always making notes about what I could talk about or talk to my readers about. So one thing that I'm happy about is that the topics were not forced, they came to me, they were current, and I think that's why the teaspoons are so relatable to my readers. The next segment is the Sophisticated K Crew initiation, and I have to thank everyone that is subscribing yet again. I really appreciate your support and I love that you are entertained by my videos. Today's video is fitting with the time of year and in fact with what the USA is getting ready to celebrate. It's the July 4th Fireworks to the Sky vlog. It was published on July 9th 2016 and I just love that video because I absolutely love fireworks. I've been in Florida on July 4th many times before, but this time was amazing. I went to a celebration put on for the city and it was nicely done. The day was bright, special, very positive and I captured it all. Just search July 4th Fireworks to the Sky SK on YouTube. This segment is still quite new because like I said, I had to take a break, like a really short break from doing my podcasts and my YouTube videos, but I'm back with both and this summer is going to be awesome. It's called Shocking News, Ridiculous People. And like I always say, I don't judge people. No one is perfect, but I want to bring to you some shocking news about ridiculous people from all over the world. Now, hopefully they'll make you laugh and not cry, and then maybe you'll pray for them. So, I almost had a heart attack when I read the headline and saw the photo, but sadly, as I read the story, it became clear that it was only a humorous story. It wasn't real, and actually it would be impossible. A woman has decided to stay pregnant for 260 weeks. I read that and I couldn't believe my eyes. 9 months is enough, let alone 5 years. Ladies out there, could you imagine being pregnant for 5 years? If I asked you to comment below, I know the answers would all be no. Anyway, I'm glad it wasn't physically true because it would be shocking news, but the sad thing is that they used it to show that people don't have holiday pay, maternity leave, or other holiday benefits from work. I can't express how restricting and actually how depressing that is for hardworking Americans. It is by law in the UK, so let's spread hashtag support paid leave and spread the word because life isn't all about working a 9-to-5. We need time with our families. We need to enjoy what we work hard for. We need rest, and we can only get that from having a break from work, even just for a week at a time. Prayer changes things, so let's join forces and pray about it. Before I go, I want to share something with you. I am extremely passionate about children, our youth, and their future. It breaks my heart to hear about youngsters fighting and killing each other, ending up in detention centres and having no future. I've noticed that a lot of parents are buying my books for their children. They want them to be inspired and successful. So because I want the same for them, I have decided to go on a nationwide tour to high schools so that I can inject faith and inspiration to our children to create a brighter tomorrow. I'm asking for your support with this. I could be coming to a school near you, speaking to your children and your relatives, so I have set up a GoFundMe account. Search www.gofundme.com/faith and inspiration to find out more. Please share and donate to the cause. I'd like to thank you for your support from now, and I'm so grateful, and so are your children. You can find out more about me, Kaisha Thomas, on my website, kaishaonline.com. I've called it the home of all things Kaisha. You can read my biography, see what keeps me busy, and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and subscribe on YouTube, and, you know, just keep in touch. Just search Kaisha Online, Sophisticated K, PCB Photography, and you will stumble upon me. Make sure you email me and connect with me so I can get to know you too, and I want you to participate in some of the Be Inspired episodes. So email me your suggestions to kaisha.online@outlook.com. As we approach the end of the Be Inspired episode, I'd like to say thank you for listening. I hope that blessed you and taught you something. And make sure you subscribe so you get notified of new episodes. And don't forget to share it with someone who needs it. Last but not least, have a wonderful day wherever you are, and be inspired.